going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So I'm told now that Tom is in trouble at the Capitol, Dave. That he has to, because he was sneaking into some offices and sneaking into some meetings. So now he's to carry on a boombox with the Hauser Man song playing, kind of like a bell and a cat.
Is this the same boombox he carried through the streets of Boston doing the 5K?
Yeah. How's it worked out carrying around the boombox?
Well, I've got very strong shoulders at this point. So
impressive.
That is one side benefit of that. Now, I thought that breaking news thunder was because they've reached a budget agreement at the Capitol. That's not what that was about.
No. No, okay. No. That's why you're here. Have you been to Camden Yards, by the way?
I have, and I was there in 1999, and my two oldest kids were like, oh, God, how old were they, 5 and 3? And it was almost a form of child abuse. It was like 102 degrees.
Yeah, it's steamy.
At game time in the middle of July.
Just get them a beer, they'll be fine.
This was after we had toured Washington, D.C.
They'll be okay.
Dragging these little kids around. And
that is child abuse, actually.
Staying for all nine.
I mean, honestly, they're 5 and 3. They don't appreciate the monument or the memorial. Now, hey, we're going to a ball game. Must be a dome, and we got a dome back home. And it's sunny, not a breath of wind. It's 103. You should have been arrested at this point.
My kids understand that they only had to stay until beer sales stop. So middle of the seventh inning, kids, and then we're out of here.
Oh, that's very good. I have not had a chance to attend Camden. Think about what
Camden is. Beautiful, even though it's one of the older,
right,
new fangled stadiums. It is still, now it looks, it's looked historic ever since they built it.
Right.
But now it's really starting to have that feel to it, like it's been there forever.
It started everything, right?
I believe, yeah, it was one of those that, I mean, that's why Target Field is the way Target Field is. You couldn't just build, the cookie cutters like Three River Stadium and Riverfront and the old, and Comiskey.
Right.
I think
the new Comiskey is the, whatever we're calling,
US
bank
Cellular,
rate.
Whatever they call it.
That's the last one.
Yeah, that was the last cookie cutter one, and which is too bad because Chicago now has gorgeous Wrigley Field and then a cookie cutter.
Uh-oh, Dave, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Wrigley's a dump.
It's not. It's not.
But it's a historic dump.
Still a dump.
I think, as someone who attended it many times when it was a dump and then attended it 2-3 years ago, I think they've improved it quite a bit.
Lipstick on a pig.
I don't
it's
think.
It's a less dumpier dump.
Yeah. I mean,
but they have
Williams Arena. That's a dump.
Great bars in the neighborhood. Let's do not undersell that.
Just part. A couple.
Murphy's and Murphy's bleachers. Oh, come
we'll
on.
Be here. Drink around there.
We'll be here forever.
You can get a cold beer in the Wrigley Field area, from what I understand. I saw Chad and Dave. This will not surprise you. You may recall, 2 years ago, I saw Bruce Springsteen at Wrigley Field on the field. It was
pretty good. That's pretty.
It was
go ahead, Dave. Yep. Go ahead, chime in again on this one, Dave. wait for it. Just go ahead.
Bruce Springsteen playing in a dump. I would have lasted about 8 minutes.
Yeah. He also doesn't like Bruce Springsteen. This guy doesn't like Wrigley Field, doesn't like, wait for this one, bananas, and doesn't like Bruce Springsteen. He should be sucked off the planet. I mean,
we should go out for a beer. We have so much in common.
I mean, are there three people on the planet who don't like Wrigley, don't like bananas, and don't like Bruce Springsteen?
Not all three. You have a lot of people who might not like one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Not all three.
Not all three.
That's why he's so nervous today on Friday the 13th. God knows what could happen to him. Okay, so if you could only see, if you're touring D.C., and you could only go to two places, Tom Hauser, where would you go?
Wow, I would go to the U.S. Capitol building.
Yep.
And I would go to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, those are really good. Those are way up there.
You know what I used to love, and sadly they moved it, the museum.
Yes.
It was so cool, right near the Capitol. And one of the old, you know, the Hubbard Broadcasting had the original satellite trucks.
Yeah.
They had our original satellite truck in the lobby of that building. But then they had neat artifacts, not just, you know, news-making equipment, but the objects of news stories. They had Ted Kaczynski's cabin, you know, that one where he wrote his manifesto out in the middle of nowhere. They reconstructed it inside the museum.
Wow.
And they had one of the antennas from the World Trade Center in there. I mean, it was just
really cool.
It was so cool. So they've downsized it. And they moved it somewhere, and so I haven't been to the new one. But the old one, it didn't last that long. It was maybe there for 20 years, but I thought it was really cool. But of course, I'm a news junkie nerd.
Yeah, you're a nerd. Okay, before we get to the local stuff, the president leading a delegation through the Middle East. I think it's very interesting. There's a certain country he's not stopping in. That would be Israel. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Tom Friedman is on the show tomorrow. But Donald Trump today said that Mohammed bin Salman is the best partner the United States has. MBS. And Saudi Arabia, the best partner the United States has. The floor is yours, Tom Hauser. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, no opinions on the news, you know that, but I will tell you the history of Saudi Arabia funding some terrorists in the past.
Yeah.
Qatar funding Hamas.
Yep.
I'm just saying those things are out there. You know, I don't get to pass judgment on the news.
Okayed carving up Jamal Khashoggi. It's nuts. It's absurd. It's butt-kissing. When he wants to make money, England, nope. Canada, nope. MBS and Saudi Arabia. It's done. Okay, along the same lines, will the president end up using the plane from the Qatari government? What is your guess? He's getting, obviously, pushback from the left, but surprisingly strong pushback from the right. He normally does not give a damn about criticism about the final results. He's very thin-skinned, but normally still will do what he's going to do. I think he's going to get it. That's my guess. What do you think?
My guess is that he will not. There is so much pressure on this. As you said, even from very conservative members of Congress in the Senate and the House saying, you just can't do this. It's not about it. I mean, we have a big deficit, but it's not like we're so desperate for money. We need other countries to give us planes.
No.
But to get a plane where you have so little control over the security of that plane, who knows what kind of, you know, hardware gets installed on it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
From where it comes from.
You can't do it.
That's a side point. The other point is any country trying to buy favor from the United States, and that's clearly what this is just, it's so antithetical to anything that this country has ever stood for.
Yes.
That I just think ultimately he is going to say thanks, but no thanks. I'm too much pushback at home.
Yeah. It's a violation. Clear-cut violation of the Constitution. And the idea that he wouldn't use the plane, it would just go right to the library, I don't buy that for a second. Let's pause. Tom's covering negotiations like he has year after year after year. And what a shock. We're coming near the end, and we're apparently not close to a deal. Have they made progress? Because they've been meeting a lot the last couple days. Our guy, Tom Hauser from Channel 5, the best in the business. Lucky to have him as often as we do. Tom would like stretch lab. As fit as Tom is, we kid him about running, but Tom is in great shape. Whether it's marathons, the 5Ks, the daily commitment, whether you're a runner like Tom, like to golf and play some other things like me, Dave runs triathlons, or you're somebody who just lays on the couch too much, Stretch Lab will work with you and improve where you're at. Maybe if you're the person who's laying on the couch a lot and eating a lot and not exercising, it will take a while, but it'll be dramatic improvement. If you're really fit, it'll be that subtle improvement where you're going to hit that golf ball a little bit further. You're going to feel fine after the round. You're going to play tennis and not worry about the calves and the quads. Whatever it might be, it could be a 12-year-old, it could be a 92-year-old. I've been going since 2019. Helps me every single time. Half off your first visit, 25 and 50-minute sessions, 11 places to go here in town. StretchLab.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hauser Man is back with us, Tom Hauser from Channel 5. Okay, they're meeting and meeting and meeting. Have they made substantial progress on the biggest issue, the budget?
Well, define substantial.
Yeah.
I do believe they're making progress, but here's the interesting thing. Two sources of mine who are in the meetings, earlier today, I texted each of them on a scale of 1 to 10. How likely is a deal, a budget deal today? The first one said 7 and then texted back a moment later, maybe an 8. The other one texted a 3. So
wow.
It's probably a 5 or a 6. So there's probably a 50-50, maybe a little better than a 50-50 chance that they agree to something today, because, I mean, time is just running out. I think one thing everybody does agree on is that they will not finish by Monday at midnight. It just physically, logistically is not possible. All the thousands of pages of bills that will need to be processed after the conference committees work through them and cross all the T's and dot all the I's, it's going to take too long to do that. They'll probably end up going into a short special session next week. It's supposed to be done Monday at midnight. I could see them coming back. This would be, as the governor talked about today, 6 years ago in 2019. In fact, I was looking up some of our old scripts. On May 15th, with 5 days to go in the session, they finally reached an agreement, and they ended up having to adjourn on the following Monday, and then they came back on Thursday for a one-day special session and voted everything through. My guess is they're headed for that same scenario this year.
What are the biggest impediments right now?
Well, all along they have been...
That was too quick of a question. You were having a drink of water.
Health care.
Yeah, that was on me.
It sounded like granola bar to me.
Were you drinking or eating?
I was drinking.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Boy, you guys have good ears.
Yeah. Well, not Dave. Dave. He thought you were having...
I thought I heard a rapper.
A lasagna or something. I mean.
No, it's well past lunchtime. But what were we talking about?
The biggest impediments to the budget, and then you were having vodka while you're talking to us.
One big one, of course, is access to state health care programs for undocumented immigrants. That has ballooned from what was supposed to be an estimated $190 million to about $550 million. And that was just passed in 2023 when Democrats controlled everything. Republicans are trying to put an end to that. And as you may know, at the federal level, they're talking about penalizing any state that does provide that by reducing the amount of Medicaid funding that we get from the federal government. So that has become kind of a factor. There's the issue of aid to non-public schools for things like busing and school nurses and learning materials, books and that type of thing. And then unemployment insurance for hourly school workers, again, like bus drivers, teacher aides, lunchroom workers, those types of workers whose services are not needed during the summer. But 2 years ago, Democrats said, well, you should get unemployment in those 3 months while you're gone before you come back on the payroll. And Republicans say most other sectors of employment don't get that. They shouldn't either. So those have been three of the sticking points when it comes to the budget. But then there's a lot of talk about making some changes. There's a lot of nervousness about paid family and medical leave and about how it could become the next MNLARS or MNsure, because nobody really knows how much it's going to cost, how they're going to manage it. It's going to be, a big bureaucracy, and it's supposed to start up January 1st of 26, so less than a year from now. So there's talk about making some tweaks to that, about how much do small employers and farms and whatnot need to participate in all of that. So that is just another one of a myriad of issues that are out there, but those are some of the big ones.
Hauser with us. We're talking about the Capitol and what they're accomplishing and what they're not accomplishing. The governor has been on a tour a lot. He's drawn criticism, including from me on that. But here at the end, when a governor needs to be an active participant, how involved has he been? Has it been similar to his other years as governor, well before everything happened nationally with him, involving last year in the vice presidential selection?
Oh, yeah. He's been very involved, I would say, the last 2 weeks, when it gets down here to crunch time. Just since, I think, on Mother's Day, after they had the fishing opener on Saturday, where he had several of the legislative leaders in his boat, where they kind of talked informally about the budget. But then on Mother's Day, they met from 4 in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. Then yesterday, they met for another 7 or 8 hours They went in this morning at 10. Then they had to break a little after noon because the governor went to do a briefing on the wildfires up north. So they just resumed at about 1:30 or a little after. I was just up there a little while ago and saw the lawmakers going in. So he's been very involved. He's been hosting the meetings in his office, and it's been that way pretty much on a regular basis for the past 2 weeks.
So he's giving strong indications that he's going to run, whether it's major interviews with Adam even a few weeks ago. The fundraising hasn't slowed down. What would need to happen, in your view, realistically? Because he said repeatedly at some point after the session, I need to make a decision. What would need to happen for him to say, nope, change my mind, I'm not running?
Well, you know, he's talked a lot about, I want to, you know, listen to what people are saying and see if they want me to run. I don't know if he means look at poll numbers or, you know, talk to people that he trusts who are, you know, confidants of his. I don't know what metric he was talking about going by, but I truly believe he wants to stay in office. His biggest impediment to that, believe it or not, and this is just purely conjecture, he might face, you know, maybe a primary. There might be some Democrats out there who go, look, it's very hard to win a third term.
A big name?
I don't know. I don't know any names, but you could maybe see something like that happening. But the one thing working in the governor's favor is that the Republican Party, again, appears to be in some disarray.
They
have internal divisiveness. They don't have any money. The Democratic Party, once again, flush with cash. You know, Ken Martin is gone, but Richard Carlbaum is now the head of the DFL party and is a pretty sharp guy. And that they're a little more cohesive on the Democratic side than they are on the Republican side. And it's so hard to know what is going to happen in these midterm elections, which generally do not work in favor of the party in power in Washington, which in this case is the trifecta Republican control. And, you know, Donald Trump's policies have been so mercurial and up and down and back and forth. Nobody knows what's going to happen from one day to the next, which also means we don't know what is the landscape going to be like a year from now. I mean, maybe the economy's taken off and people love Republicans. Maybe the stock market craters again and people hate Republicans. We just don't know. But history tells us that the midterm elections are not great for the party that is in power. People push back. And in this case, the pushback would be against Republicans. But remember, Donald Trump has broken every other norm.
Yes, so for sure he has.
Maybe this would just be the latest one that he breaks.
Great stuff, sir. I know you're busy. I appreciate you taking some time to join us. I'll be paying attention. And it wouldn't shock me if we reach out to you again this week. So thanks for coming on.
Sounds good, and let's get out and play some golf one of these
Absolutely.
Days soon.
Love it.
Okay.
Hauser, Channel 5, he's the best. We're lucky to have him. Jamie Yuccas, she's fabulous also. Jamie makes a regular Tuesday appearance in just minutes on CCO.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jamie's here on this Friday the 13th. We appreciate that. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So I do think it's Friday the 13th because you know there was a full moon in Scorpio, which means we're all into our feelings. Everyone's a little bit whacked out. Yep. Things are changing rapidly. We have to dig into our intuitive selves and feel all of our feelings.
I saw one of my favorite doctors trying to keep my body in some sort of upright position, and he knows about my battles with insomnia like you, and I mentioned the last couple nights have been horrible, and he goes, I know you traditionally have it, but he goes, don't discount the full moon. And yes. I know there are people who 100% believe that.
I'm one of them.
Yeah?
I think there's a lot of activity in the cosmos.
You on the Instagram, follow Jamie on Instagram. I thought it had a beautiful message on Mother's Day on your role now as a stepmom to Archie, Doug's child, the great bond you have, that bond that was building even when the two of you were just dating and now married. Just expand on that, because I think that matters so much, because there are so many unique families out there, right? And they... And there can be people who were briefly in your life and you still have a connection with them. They were longer in your life, you have a connection. And then in your case, because I've watched you and Archie, and it's beautiful to see.
Well, I appreciate that. And I did post that. I had a number of friends and family members who reached out to me with beautiful posts as well. I think, you know, what I try to get across all the time, I feel like when you are put into a specific role and you realize, like, in my case, there are not a lot of resources. And as somebody who is a journalist, who digs in for information, knows experts, has a Rolodex of people she knows how to call all the time, I think this has been one of the most challenging roles I've ever taken on in my life. Because there, like a parent, there's no a biological parent. There's no handbook that's given to you. You can read all you want on blending families and divorce kids. But seriously, I mean, you're talking about human beings coming together. And even though Doug and I fell in love with each other, it wasn't guaranteed that Archie was going to fall in love with me. You know, you have another person in the mix, too, when you're co-parenting, including the ex-spouse. And it's all been challenging to figure out what boundaries are appropriate, what's going to be best for Archie, where you need to kind of step back in your feelings and you know, take a look at what's triggering you, and is there something you could be doing different or better? Could you show up in a different way? And I just feel really, I feel very, very lucky, because I talk to other step-parents and step-moms in particular all the time who feel really lost. Maybe they don't have a great connection with the kid. Maybe they love their nieces and nephews more than they love the kid, and they feel like they should love the kid as much as them. But, you know, there's that biological component sometimes for people. And then there's other people who, you know, love the child as their own, but have a really big problem with the ex-spouse who feels like they're being, you know, having their role overstepped and those types of things. So it's very, very complicated. I don't think people talk enough about it. I obviously am someone, as you and I have talked about, who have done a lot of therapy. I'm trying all the time to, you know, look at myself, reevaluate. But I think what I said in the post is it a lot of times feels like what I do isn't supposed to be seen. Like I should do what I do in private and I should not talk about it and I should just leave it to myself. And if I have a beautiful relationship with this kid, then that should just be good enough. And sometimes I think like on Mother's Day, like women want to be seen, whether they're a motherly figure, they're a step parent, they're the biological mother, you know, because we're all kind of in this village of trying to just make sure these kids are okay.
You absolutely nailed it, because you're right. There's just layer after layer. Every situation is different. You can feel like you're in a place where we've all come to some sort of agreement, and then it's just like pulling one straw and everything falls apart. And when you're the step, if the other parent is around, ideally you have some sort of relationship. You want to be supportive, but you're also allowed to not agree. You know, how forceful are you about that? How much access to the child? When do you speak up? You know, then your significant other, you're now husband or wife, and the dynamic they have, the child or the children, there's no one path. And it requires so much shared respect, so much shared empathy and compassion, and remembering the reason why we're having these conversations, the reason why we care is because of Archie or because of every other scenarios out there. And sadly, too many people get caught up in the other issues, and the children who are the reason why we care about this gets lost in some of the other periphery. And that's the biggest mistake some people make.
Well, and you have to think about it. I mean, from an intellectual standpoint, it's like you had two people that had a child who now are getting divorced. So ultimately, they didn't agree on things. And now they're going to be forced to co-parent. And both of them are probably going to date other people or, you know, enter another relationship. And so it's like then you're just adding, you know, other things where it was just two of you. Problems.
Right.
Now you've got maybe four people who all have problems as adults with one another. But I think what you said is, as long as you keep, as I make every decision with what's best for Archie. And I'll tell you, it came up even this week. You know, Archie's mom is renting a house in a vacation destination for Memorial Day. And Archie found out about it and found out about some other friends going. And it's our weekend with him. And of course, he heard about it and wants to go. It's Doug's parenting time, and Doug really wanted to spend the weekend with him. But could a switch be made? Could there be other things that were done so that Archie could have this experience? So Doug is actually going to lose a couple days this month with his kid, but it's because he put Archie first. And so I really give, especially biological parents who are always thinking about their child first and not their own feelings, I give them a lot of credit, because you can get wrapped up in a lot of the past and a lot of the emotions and a lot of the anger and the resentments and the frustrations, and then nothing's good for the kid. So I think as long as all decisions are made with, is this what's best for Archie and not is this what's best for me, I think is the, you know, how you move forward.
Wait for this transition. Okay, are you ready? The Menendez brothers. Speaking of kids and their parents, we have the resentencing hearing happening out where you're at. How big of a story is it right now?
Oh, my! It's the number one story everywhere. I mean, the thing that's crazy right now is you have so many celebrity trials going on. So you've got, obviously, you know, Mr. Combs in New York. You've got the Menendez brothers here, Kim Kardashian in Paris. It's kind of, you know, there's kind of a tie back to L.A. with all of them. So they're all making some type of headline. But, yeah, I mean, I think the drama of the district attorney's office with the defense attorneys and how this has made twists and turns. If people aren't familiar, Los Angeles County had a different D.A. in George Gascon, and he was voted out. He was someone who was seen as being more liberal in his stances on jail sentences and those types of things. And he took up this case initially to see if there should be some resentencing. Then Nathan Hochman is voted in. Gascon is voted out. Nathan Hochman ran on a, you know, tough on crime DA who's going to go after people, taking advantage of other people. And then, you know, looking at this case said, I don't think this is the right time for us to be revisiting this. I don't care what pop culture has dictated and that type of thing. You know, I don't think it should be happening. So the drama of it is just keeps playing out day after day with, you know, both at the A's office and the defense attorneys holding dueling press conferences and saying opposite things. And then you have the Menendez family coming out saying that they want, you know, at one point Nathan Hawkman off the case with he's handled it or some of the ties to the past. And they're in support of Eric and Lyle with information they found out about potential abuse and things. Then, you know, you've got Nathan Hawkman coming out again, say, you know, repeating a lot of information from the case, you know, almost 3.5 decades ago. So every day it's like another Hollywood drama. I can't wait to watch the actual movie that comes out of all of this.
Right.
But there's plenty of documentaries and other Netflix dramas out there already before this even is taking place.
Couple minutes left. Story about tourism. And
yes.
That as foreign tourists stay away, one estimate says, just a staggering number, U.S. could lose $12.5 billion. I said billion this year. You're in one of the epicenters. How do you sense that? How much of a conversation is that? Do you notice it yet?
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of our other big stories. It's kind of a lifestyle story, right? And budgetary story today out here, because a couple weeks ago, you know, Palm Springs actually put out a big tourism push to try to get locals to come visit because Canadians have stopped visiting. And that's a huge amount of the tourism dollars. They've actually, the California Tourism Board has put up signs all over Palm Springs of "We Love Canadians." Which I know that's not in your mind when you're thinking foreign tourists, not necessarily the group of people you think of, but it does make
a lot of people. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the other thing about it is like Los Angeles is a very international city. And I'm not noticing things as crowded. Our restaurants are suffering. I think there is a combination of some of the political rhetoric, you know, people concerned about coming here, what could happen to them, you know, going through the airports with security and that type of thing, being pulled over potentially by ICE officials when they come into the country. On top of then, you know, us having the wildfires out here in January, I get a lot of questions as to, well, is tourism back?
Sure.
Where can you stay? Can you get on PCH? PCH is still shut down. You know, the governor has said he'll open it by this summer. But there's really no full guarantee, right? And that's a big area for tourists to go is the Pacific Palisades and Malibu. So I think we're kind of getting a double whammy here, which is unfortunate because we also, because of those fires and because of a sex abuse payment need in the county after some allegations came forward and a settlement was reached, we're in a big budget deficit. So this is not going to improve things as we move forward into the future if we don't have those tourism dollars able to come back into the budget.
Really good talk. I appreciate it. Travel safe. Say hi to Doug, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Jamie with us here on CISO. Jamie believes in fitness. Jamie believes in flexibility. She knows it. Hey, one of the locations, Jamie's hometown, Maple Grove. That's where you can go to one of the 11 stretch labs in town. Maybe 25 minutes is your path. Maybe 50 minutes is your path. Maybe signing up for the monthly plan is the way to go. I've been going since 2019. As I talk about a lot, I have a son, three sons, love them all. Quentin has Dirk 1A. He faces significant physical challenges. They're amazing to Quentin there. You could be a young adult with significant physical challenges. You could be an 18-year-old fit as can be. You could be someone in their 40s like Dave who runs triathlons. You could be somebody older who lays around too much. Train professionals, core principles, but they're going to work with your body. 11 locations. I am a 100% backer. I go on a regular basis. Stretchlab.com. What is going on with Maple Grove and pickleball? I mean,
you know what? Don't take my segments away. This is my town, my material.
I've played pickleball in Maple Grove. What's the big
deal? Get out. We don't need you.
Yeah.
You played it in an indoor pints and paddle place.
Yeah. That's right.
Big deal.
That's right.
Oh, you're a real
put down shaver, but then he put me in this celebrity event.
Oh, so you weren't just playing for casual fun. It was
didn't win a match.
Chance to drop be a name dropper there.
Yeah.
Shaver.
Oh.
Big
well,
one.
I like beating him. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a bit competitive. You have no,
he's very competitive.
But then after I played three times, I was with these other pros. It's like,
bro, you were with a bunch of pros.
Yeah, I looked like feeble.
Just, people want
a
some peace
ban
and quiet.
At the sport at Fish Lake Woods Park is uniting neighbors. What kind of militant area is this? What are we supposed to do in Maple Grove? We can't have fun. Can't play pickleball.
I mean, there are plenty of pickleball courts. I don't know why you have to play right in the tennis court by someone's neighborhood, right by their houses.
So they can play tennis there, but they can't play
tennis,
pickleball.
It's much quieter, don't you think?
Wow. Not if you're a grunter.
It's none of my business.
Yeah. It is actually your business.
Everybody is very concerned about noise. We are very concerned about noise.
We are obsessed.
It's like, what is this? Is what
and also
happened.
If you're in my peripheral vision, too. Yeah.
This is what happens when everyone has spent the last 5 years in their basement. Get off your butt and get back to work. Maybe you won't be so irritated by.
Leave your home for a while. You know, it's not that fascinating to be there 24 hours.
I bet it's annoying at 9:30 at night, though. Of course, for me, that's when I'm just starting to watch the Wolves game.
That's when you peak. Sheesh.
Did you stay up through the whole thing?
I turned it off when Steve Kerr pulled the ripcord. Yeah. Then I started looking on Twitter going,
uh-oh.
Do I have to turn this game back on? Jason is next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.